You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's been reported that about 20 live export ships have been delayed by the blockage of the Suez Canal. How extreme are these delays? Do they pose any significant risks to the animals on board?
Look, we have got serious concerns for the welfare of the animals on board those ships that are caught up in the blockage. Conditions on live export ships are not sort of all that great at the best of times, but when there's delays like this, I mean, it can mean that conditions on board those ships become really, really uncomfortable for those animals and start to create a lot of welfare concerns.
Live exports are one of those things that are frequently ignored as an animal rights issue. I mean, the average person is generally not very conscious of what it takes to transport an animal overseas. Could you just give me a bit of detail as to what live exports are like? You know, what sort of conditions are these animals in?
Yeah, so the animals are packed onto these ships in conditions whereby they will need to live in those conditions from when they're travelling from New Zealand to countries, say, like China. That will take about, on a perfectly timed voyage, about 17 days. You can imagine what that's like for animals confined in one space for that period of time. It's almost like factory farming for a couple of weeks for those animals. So the excrement builds up in there, the conditions in there are pretty horrid for those animals, even though we are told that those areas are washed out and cleaned out while those animals are standing in their pens. It's still not a very nice situation for those animals. You don't know what weather conditions the ships are going to come up against, and that can be a very uncomfortable animal welfare issue as well. But I think mostly it's just the fact that those animals are confined in those one pens for that period of time. And when there is this type of delay, it just adds to those concerns.
Within your release, you've mentioned that thousands of animals could potentially die if this situation isn't resolved, which suggests that live exports are quite a dangerous and risky venture. Is that right?
Look, we think there are a lot of risks associated with live exports. So there can be disease outbreaks on board, which means that ships can't then go and port in the designated countries. That can leave animals, like we've seen recently on the Mediterranean Sea, animals are left on board ships and nobody wants to take them. So essentially they can start to starve on board ships. There's not always enough food or other resources for those animals. So they're really taking a very big risk in a situation that I guess the shipping companies can't really control. But not only is it a risk to the welfare of the animals, it's a risk to New Zealand's reputation. In New Zealand, we have very strong standards about the ways that farmers are supposed to look after their animals. And yet, we are prepared to put animals on board ships and send them off into countries where they have little to no animal welfare standards at all. If we're really worried about our reputation as an exporter, as a responsible exporter, we need to stop doing live export because there are far too many risks associated for those animals.
Yeah, you detailed a crisis that occurred with our very own live exports last year on a ship bound for China. Could you elaborate on this case in particular? What happened there?
So the Gulf live export one. Last year, of course, that ran into engine problems and all of those animals on board, including the crew, including New Zealanders, died on board that ship. I mean, these are the sort of risks that we are putting our animals and our crew members, in fact, into when they go out to sea. I mean, a lot of these ships are also not purpose-built ships. They're often converted car carriers, for example. And they're just not purpose-built to be able to carry animals in a way that would be ideal. And so even when those ships berth in those countries, such as China, you have to ask yourself, you know, how much do we know about the conditions of those farms that those animals are going to? I would say the average New Zealander is unaware, primarily because it's out of sight, out of mind. When New Zealanders hear about these issues around live export. Most of them are pretty horrified in my experience.
Are these sorts of complications fairly common with live exports?
Oh, look, we've seen these sort of issues come up before. So last year, we had the sinking of the Gulf Live Export 1. Earlier this year, we were talking about animals in the Mediterranean Sea that were left on board ships where they couldn't dock anywhere and offload the animals due to suspected disease. These things are not unusual. And, you know, it's just here we have again a ship that's now stopping all of the other ships from getting through, carrying all of these animals as well as many, many other products. I mean, the fact that these ships are stuck with all of those animals on board is just, you know, who knows what's going to happen to those animals. But right here and right now, we have very serious animal welfare concerns for them. Internationally, there will be groups calling out everywhere asking for a ban on live export, primarily because of these types of conditions.
So SAFE has called on the government to introduce a full ban on live exports. Why do you think this is the best course of action?
We think the government needs to say no to live export because, one, there is a massive risk for the welfare of the animals, and secondly, there is a big risk to New Zealand's reputation as a responsible exporter. We can't continue to send our animals off overseas without having any type of accountability. The animal welfare risk is way too high, both on board the ship and at the destination country. And secondly, our reputation really, you know, that affects all of our exporters, not just live animal exports, which are such a small portion of our overall exports anyway.
Right, so lastly, and I know this is probably quite a difficult question, but are there any alternatives to live exports that would be ethical while preserving our ability to trade in this way? Or is this just a fundamental flaw with our exporting industry?
The Minister, Damien O'Connor, has said that he wants to help China build up their dairy herds. And, you know, I'm not sure how many farmers in New Zealand think that that's actually a good idea. Why would we be exporting our animals, our live animals, over to another country to help another another country build up their own products, if you like, or to help them produce for themselves, which really flies in the face of what our New Zealand farmers are trying to do here. So from an ethical perspective, you could say that actually it's still far more humane to send the finished product from New Zealand than it is to send live animals over to other countries where they have no animal welfare standards and say that's okay.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.